To the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Will he?
Yes.
gift of the Holy Ghost, if it was not by speech, you coming out of the water, yes, and someone said to you, and you
shall receive.
Yes,
did you?
Yes.
Prophecy.
Yes.
You now have a more true word of prophecy.
Yes.
So he said, speak to Lord. And I got close and blew her mouth. She already had it when you make a little soul.
Yes.
She already had the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
What was he doing?
Yes. Yes.
Certified.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And I took the contain myself, but I said, I have my time.
Yes.
Thank you.
I have my own moment to enlighten you that the morning star,
yes, thank you,
has already appeared.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
In the heart.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, he talked to the church and said, I sent you an angel.
Yes, Lord.
I said,
yes,
an angel to tell
you. Yes. Thank you,
Lord. Either you're going to believe that,
yes, yes,
or not. You've got to look past flesh.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
And see what's ready for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
You have a more true word of
prophecy.
When the Holy Ghost said to suspend her between heaven and earth. And they laid it down. I said, no, the Holy Ghost said, suspend her. Put her between heaven and earth. She either got to go up to him or go down
to the pit.
To the pit. She decided, I'm going
up. Amen.
Yes, no.
When you open this book,
yes,
this book is full of prophecies fulfilled.
Yes.
Spoken. And you got to decide.
Yes.
If I come to you and say the Lord told me such and such a thing, I don't really have that language. But for this conversation, I just tell you. I don't need to speak what the Lord told me today. I don't trust somebody with that kind of spirit.
Amen.
He's a liar.
Just tell me.
But if the Lord is speaking to the church,
yes,
he don't say, now the Lord told me to tell you. It's the Lord talking.
Yes. Amen.
So why did he have to say that?
Yes.
He just tells him.
Yes.
He said, prophesy to the man of God in the world. The Lord told me to live again. He said, bones.
Yes.
Live.
Amen.
Prophesy to him. Tell him something. Yes. In the current state, that's going to be. Amen. Yes, you're going to fight.
Yes.
You're going to fight that regardless because you bought what God said it's going to be.
Yes.
You're going to let nobody take your crown. You will fight automatically.
Amen.
So you hold on to your crown.
Yes, yes.
I said, I took too long to give.
Yes.
I'm going to give it up on GP.
No.
No, sir.
So a man called me on the last evening and kind of disturbed me a little bit. He said, I need you to listen to Bishop Samuel's broadcast from, he gave me the date. He said, December the 22nd. And I said, oh, Lord. And I went looking. I thought I'd be on top.
Yeah.
But I had to go through a whole lot of them. I didn't know where the date was. So I had to go through all of these things. But I was diligent.
Yes.
Patient. Until I finally saw 12:22.
Persistent. Yes.
Hit the button.
Yes. Perseverance.
Y'all didn't know I was crooked, did you?
Not so.
You didn't know I was wrong.
Not so.
Has the angels told you all that?
No. Not so.
Didn't worry. Yes.
So when he said somebody called him and they got to get themselves right before I can get him right.
He spoke results.
He gonna wait till the Lord tell him.
Yes. Wait up.
So I will tell them, your date this, I'm gonna tell them to go listen to this date.
Amen.
No, I'll email him. I'll text him. Tell him. You listen to that. I'll tell him myself.
Amen.
When a man says, I'm waiting on the Lord to tell me what he told you, that's not a man.
No.
Because, see, there was a man who the Lord said, now, when you go, Don't go back to where
the
you came.
Way.
Don't
stay
there and eat.
That don't eat. Amen.
And the man of God went. And the other man said, well, the Lord told me.
Yes.
And what he told me to tell you to come and eat.
Yes.
Now, I just told you what the Lord told me.
Yes.
And you didn't say, okay, you can't eat. He said, just like us. So if you wait on the Lord to tell you what he told me, it won't be the Lord. Because what you want to hear is, he's crooked.
Yes.
He's intelligent, but he's not smart.
Yeah.
The jail is full of smart people.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, they're not going to get caught. I'm going to rob this bank. And I'm going to call on Yahshua to help me rob this bank. And I know we're going to get out of it. We're going to pray before we go.
Yes.
And we're going to call on Yahshua to help us.
Yes.
And we're going to rob this bank.
Yes.
We're going to tie people up. And the Lord is going to help us get away.
Yes.
Not so.
Not so.
Not so.
Couldn't get out of a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
You think the Lord is in wrong?
No, sir.
No, sir.
In your brightness, you shine as the light of God.
Amen.
You are the light of the world.
Amen.
So if the world is having any light whatsoever for folks to see, it's because of
us. Amen.
You let the Lord take the church away. See how much light the world will have. There's no peace in the earth. The Lord took it when he got off the cross.
Left it with us.
You see a nation of people decide another nation shouldn't live. One people decide another people shouldn't live. And then in that decision, they go to a great power, a great company, a great country, and say, help us destroy them. And that country say, what do you need? We need bombs. And they supply them.
Not God.
And what do they do with those bombs? They
kill
innocent.
Innocent people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they decided they shouldn't live.
Yes.
Because they're going to get vengeance because you said we should live. So we're not going to let you live. Godly?
Not godly.
No. No.
So if someone want to know, what did the Lord tell you? Say, watch what I do.
Amen.
I have the will.
And the do. Amen.
Amen.
But he told me to back up off of him. I ain't on you yet.
Amen.
You haven't seen anything on you yet.
Amen.
I've been a humble. I go to them. I sit in their congregation.
Yeah.
And I sit and I sit and I sit.
Yeah.
One time I sat all day long. And I was sold to the evening service. Say, I said, yes, ma'am. She said, did someone offer you something to eat?
Amen.
I said, no, ma'am.
Bishop must be given the hospitality.
She said, did someone offer you something to drink?
No.
I said, no, ma'am. She went and got a bottle of water.
Amen.
I'll preach her as long as I live.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me the plastic. And I said, I'm allergic to plastic, but because you gave it to me, I will drink.
Amen.
And the Lord kept me.
Amen.
And I said, you let someone come and sit among us. We're going to inquire, how can we help?
Amen.
I sat in that service, and a man came in, and I turned around when he stood up, began to talk. And he was a vagabond, let's say.
Disheveled.
Disheveled in the Lord. The scripture said, give him the upper seat.
Amen. That's the word of God. That's
now,
the word of God.
The man sat in the back by the door. And he was pointing. He said, there's an angel in here with you on your unaware. Out of China. I knew where he was pointing. And the man kept saying, he said, y'all are unaware of what is in here with you all.
Amen.
You know what they told that man to do? Sit down. Shut up. Get out of here. And poof, he was gone. Warning one.
Amen.
One and two.
Yes.
Sitting in the Jacksonville Assembly, the man stood up and said, I had a vision. And I hit Master At the time, I said, let him tell a vision. He said, I said, let the man tell a vision. He said, why? I said, he's going to talk about me. You have a more truly of prophecy than anybody else because you have the word of truth. So I said, let the man speak. The man stood up and prophesied. There's a tall, dark man that plays the piano well, sing. You should hear him. Instead of your recordings, your circle, your discs, let all that go and follow him. Who did he know? In the scripture says, there's one among you. He played the piano well.
Yes.
He had a nice voice. Two of the little prophet was among you.
Yes.
Don't wait till it's too late.
Amen.
Warning number two. After the second or third admonition,
reject.
But what is with you?
Hallelujah to God. The angel of
God. I'm explaining to you, when the Lord does something for you and you come up and testify, it becomes now a word.
Amen.
What Sister Gregory did, what Sister Rebecca did, what everybody in that line, I waited for you to put your record on God's record. It is now to be preached.
Yes. Ready.
If you trust in everything that is written in this book, you have to trust in what God said.
Amen.
Yes. And when he sends something to you, it's going to come with proof.
Amen.
Proof.
Yes. Amen.
You will be surrounded by a cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
You will be the only one.
Amen. Two or three or more.
This church is built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets.
Amen.
What did they say? The prophets told us what was going to come. The apostles told us, fight the fight of faith.
Yes. Amen.
All you can do to hold on to what we deliver to you. There's no church like yours. Because there is but one church.
Amen.
So why do you think the devil want to tear us up for 30 years? It couldn't touch us for 30 years.
Amen.
Sister Vivian was coming.
Amen.
That woman alone elevated this church 34.
Amen. Thank God.
When she walked in there and said,
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes, she did.
When she bowed to the power that was in her, because it bowed to her before she left.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, I put to nothing but you.
That was his power.
But he did.
Amen.
Amen.
34 women out.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody climbed the ladder.
Yes, Lord.
Everybody began to see the power of God. And when Minister read John the other day, and you bow, can't you remember? He was telling you, I'm one with you. I'm one with you.
Amen.
You're one now with the Word. The Father, the Word, and you are
one.
Because there's nothing written. You say, I don't believe that.
The only one.
You believe what it's written.
Amen.
Amen.
And it is amazing to me, you know, when I tell you, you say, Bishop is telling me.
Yes, he did.
Betty just told you I was in her dad's phone.
Yeah.
I didn't get it from her dad's phone, I got it from her phone. She's the one that said it. She got to be on your phone. It's her phone I spied on. When Cass came up, you know what I began to do? Yesterday, when he started, I said, here it comes. I told the Lord, I said, I am so thankful his mother put him in Deacon Kevin's house.
Yes.
And he come talking about it.
Yeah. Amen.
The path that the Lord was going to put him and his mother on.
Thank you, Lord.
Told, most times, he said, my mom don't understand what I'm in. My mom think I'm in a cult. Well, she is now.
Amen.
When she met me in Cleveland, it was over. I said, this is beautiful. This is his mom, like his sister. No, I'm kidding, that's my mom. Came and got baptized. Let me see what this is. My son was keeping.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
was her willingness
That's right.
to trust her child, her only one, right? Her only child, to praise a man named Deacon Kennedy. Crazy. He's not even ladies. Oh, a very nice, lovely man.
Crazy.
Who loved anybody's children? Age was saying, I can't have no more stray cats. He go out and find one, bring them in, and they join his family.
Amen.
You heard me say, my brother Jamal.
That's right.
My brother Jamal.
That's right.
It's that kind of way. When you come to Deacon Kevin's house, you're not a stranger when he pulls you in. And Adrian, God help her. Lord, pray for her. But when Cass saw a way of life, he accepted it.
Amen. Amen.
And shared it with his mother. And his mother now, in her journey, a short while. Your patience is to let the Lord work with her.
Amen.
As he worked with you.
Amen.
As he still works with you.
Amen.
I was honored and privileged to touch her feet.
Yeah.
And when I did, and she went off to God.
Yes.
I said, all right, don't talk to these mysteries. I'm going to finish this, Lord. My hands on her feet.
Amen.
As though I was praying for an elder to God, to God, to make over all her steps to be in him for the rest of her day.
Yeah.
Here is the one true word of prophecy.
Sure.
I want you to watch my words. Different words. She has a heart that is pure. And what she's done for us, we all she's no different from the woman at the well that said, come and hear a man that gave me all I need. And between every toe, I set a watch from God. Every toe to go the same way.
Yeah.
And when I drive off the wall, I was conscious enough to understand I was leaving a residue of my work that cannot cease and will always be for you when you see her. The Lord did this work.
Yes, he did.
It started in the home of a deep. It started in the home of a child born of a woman that was holy. Most of her seed still to this day stands. Not because of me. Because of God. So when you think that all is lost, let Vicky come to mind. Coming out of the war.
Hallelujah. Get the gift.
She began to come to you. And she. Because the power of God is in me.
Amen.
Where does he reside?
In me.
He's hidden away in your heart.
Amen.
How to get there? Put it there. When your faith gets on and you can't think of how I'm going to make it, something that is preached. preach.
Yes.
It's going to come.
Yes.
Because you have a more true word
of prophecy.
And the testimony of Jesus Christ is
prophecy.
The spirit of prophecy. Oh, thou man of God, what are you going to say to me? What are you going to say to me that's going to get me over dead? I can fight until I'm bloody. But how am I going to get past when I'm faint? And I got to give up the ghost. And I go to an underground condominium. It might be a nice one, but I'm in an underground condominium. And I can't do a thing unless something went with me.
That's right. Amen.
So I'll give you the true word of
prophecy.
Prophecy.
Yes.
You shall. You shall live.
Yeah.
She wasn't nice to say, "Will you you please eat?
Right.
Yeah. If you don't get out of here, how do you want to pray for me if your head's not covered? Get out of here. You believe in a chop in the leg. But when the man of God came in on the bicycle the second day, she had some oranges that Sister Mel sent her. She shared them with me. And I'm praying all the time.
Yes.
And here comes God. Explain what he did.
Yes.
And the church didn't hear the testimony because I was telling the Lord the last time she was here, Deacon Kevin was helping her. Deacon Kevin had to help her. Now, that dance was don't help me. Help your man. I can do this. There's a difference between a shout. A shout is
the voice, the spirit.
Now have an amen.
Amen.
That's a shout.
Amen.
This.
A dad.
This is
a dad. Yes.
Yes. This is your praise.
Praise.
Your
yes.
So I'm giving you this true word of
prophecy.
Check me by my work.
Yes.
Don't ask the Lord to tell you
what
he told me. That's not going to happen.
Yes. Yes.
I am not like that. I'm not like the prophets that
speak to you mouth
and have dreams.
No.
I have a mouth.
To mouth. That's right.
So let me give you what's been happening to you.
Yes.
I asked the Lord to do something for me if I lay him out. I'll lay you out for 3 days and I'll give you the 3 nights. But when you ride, you must manifest yourself in them that the morning star
is hallelujah.
In their heart.
In their heart.
Yes. Yes. Because we don't have the Lord.
Glory.
A trouble.
Yes. Thank you.
A temptation.
Yeah.
Or a trial.
Yes.
That tail will come in and you will be able to understand why.
What happened?
If the Lord is not there to say, this one is mine.
Yes. Yes.
That tail has to go back and come.
Him to the third. You're the heavenly host.
That's the heavenly host.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
What do you think he'll do with you?
Mm-hmm. We're not even.
That you made lower
than the angels. That's right.
So the gospel, yes, sent you.
Yeah.
It pulls out the word, which is your soul.
Yeah.
It gives you the breastplate. It gives you a helmet. But what are you fighting for? He said, fight the good fight of
faith.
What do you have?
Faith.
What do you believe in?
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything is in every word.
Word of God. Say, yea, Lord.
When you go back on your journey, consider these words. Didn't our hearts burn?
Yes.
As he spoke to us in the way, did something happen? Because his word hit our hearts.
Yes. Yes. Thank you.
Nobody had to tell me what Naomi's brother said to her. I know what they said to her. But they couldn't convince her. You don't have to understand, I'm in a conversation yet. I'm in all of that.
Amen.
That's because y'all bother me.
Amen.
But I don't mind.
Yeah.
I don't. No one can convince you that there's another God to serve if you know the truth.
Amen. Amen.
If you know the true only God, there's nothing that convince you otherwise.
Amen.
To serve another.
Amen.
Amen.
Not when the true God has touched your tongue, yes, as he did again today.
Yes.
I'll serve, but I'm with you.
Amen.
He said, but I do so much things wrong. Jesus did something wrong. You know what he did wrong? He got in our body.
Mm-hmm.
He put on sin.
Amen.
He became a curse.
Yeah. That's right.
But he took that wrong.
Made it right.
And turned it upside down.
Yes.
And made it right for you.
Yes, he did.
So when I tell you that he's laid out, he had to get rid of that thing. But he preserved the flesh and the blood for you. And he kept the spirit with it, even in the ground. The spirit with preaching.
Preaching.
Yes.
Because it's going to find you.
Yes.
And everybody in the day, I know when they wake up and say, I was dead. But the Lord came and spoke to me. He did what he did. Yeah, I should have gotten out. And you know what? Hit on the flame, but they can't even see it. They can feel it. Say, whoa, whoa. He said it's gonna be fire next time.
Yeah.
I should have got it. Too late.
Too late.
It's gonna be too late to say, but I should have put a little bit.
Yeah.
When is the time to do it?
Now is the time.
He said, now is the time. If somebody gives you the truth of God, you don't say, well, I'll wait till a better time. I'll wait till I'll go pray about it. Everybody who prayed, you know, says it's going to rain.
Yes.
They said, well, no, we're going to pray. Because we don't think that much water comes, we're going to pray about it.
Yes.
And they just, oh, Lord, you're not going to bring down that much water, is you? And that Lord against it. But he told Noah, Bill.
That's right.
And when it was finished, he didn't trust the Lord to shut the door. Get in.
Yes.
Those things that were clean came in twos by sevens.
Yes.
Those things that were unclean came in by twos.
Yes.
And when they got in, you said, your flesh is just that. If you let it kick into the pit, you're a fool. You think you would. Yeah, let's see. Eternal life.
Verses.
Eternal life.
Pleasures of sin.
Pleasures of this life.
Eternal life.
Oh, man. Eternal life. And the Lord said, I put it all before you.
Yes.
Choose life.
Choose.
And my young brothers didn't choose life.
Yes.
The Lord said, though your sins be red like
crimson,
I'll make them white.
That's
you don't think he's able to do that?
Yes.
Huh? Yes. Amen.
So if you judge yourself, I'm not worried of God. He said, judge yourself. You don't have to be judged. So when you judge, I'm not worried. He won't bother you.
Amen.
You finish.
Yes.
You come to court and say, I'm guilty.
Yes.
The judge said, okay, then what's the remedy for something that you love, Mr. Shelton? What happened? How many years? He said, upon your honor. We throw ourselves
over mercy to courts.
No, sir, no mercy. Yeah, have to go. 100 years is the sentence of the guidelines.
Ever and ever.
He don't come over forever. I need a year.
20 years.
20 years. You're going to have to do it.
Yes, sir.
So if your judgment is, I come to God. Yes, Lord, I'm guilty. However, will you have mercy on me?
Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. That's
but you're in the presence of God. You judge yourself wrong.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So when he
said, I forgive.
I'll take your sin and I'll throw them in the sea.
Yes,
I would rather have that.
Amen.
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 Say, yes, I'm guilty of that man of God, but I'm here now.
Yes.
I'm here in the presence of God now.
Yes.
What are you going to judge with? Get out.
No, sir.
No, sir.
No. The house of the Lord is a hospital.
Yes.
It fixes all sickness.
Yes.
I get phone call. Last Isn't that what you wanted?
Careful what you ask for.
All in prayer, all year. Looks so big, looks so big. And I saw a picture of her down. She was. She had three seats. And now, she got the desire of her heart now. You got what you want.
Okay.
So what should you be doing?
Say thank you, Lord.
Try to get in the best health you can. As the soul is prospering, be in good health.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, my young days. I was a teen, I was. And now what you crying for? You cried then, I tried then. What you want us to do? The Lord will give you the desires
of your heart.
So if you don't want it, don't ask. Believe it.
Amen.
Peter, a true way to understand God is that you are walking in a dark place, but you are the light of that place.
Yes, Lord.
Because God brought you out of darkness into the light of His Word. His light is called a star. A star.
Amen.
And that star has its own glory.
Yes.
It has no glory of any other star other than the one that God gave you. Nothing is like it. Nothing. So when the trials of your life pulls you down to the pit, and that tail of the enemy is wiping, coming around the earth trying to find the people of God who believe. And he come up to you, he about to bump you, you about to say, what's going on? You ever seen the tail of an alligator?
Mm. Oh, wow.
Consider that, that thing is powerful. And you get out of his jaws, that tail will come around trying to. You got to then call on a name.
Yes.
That power.
Oh, wow.
All power. There's no power stronger than that name.
That's right. Amen.
Why do you think the whole world's changing in now? That came out of a mind of a man. In 1932 or 3, he was having these visions. Lord, now it seems to me you should have had a Hebrew name. And that Lord spoke back to him. Said, I should do. He said, well, Lord, what name can be Hebrew? And that Lord spoke back to him. Well, I think
your point.
So where did it come from? Out of the mind of a man. and folks are following it and making it famous. But that man is dead. And you know what's waiting on him? Eternal damnation. The name that had on power, you know the enemy is going to try to get that, change it. That tail is coming. They're going to make you believe that Jesus has no power. Wasn't no Jacob in the scriptures. Why you got Jerusalem and say you have no problem with it? How do you say Jacob and have no problem with it? How do you say Joshua and you got no problem with it? But no J. You got John. You got a whole lot of J. You're fools. The problem was there was no symbol in America in our language for that sound. But we got one for the sign and made a J. The sign existed. It didn't have a letter that went with it. America, your English, y'all stole stuff from everybody. You got Frank, German, kindergarten. Kindergarten is not an English word. It's a German word.
Amen.
We just borrowed from everybody. Sound good? Let's make it good. But there was no letter for the sound. But we got one. The problem is I still know who my belief. And I'm fully persuaded that his name.
That's right. All power. That's right.
So now you have a more true word of prophecy. Because the job of the angel of the church is to say, well, we got some things against you, but don't worry about it. Don't worry about that because you're going to repent.
Amen.
Who, you know who's going to cause you to repent? What I just put in your heart.
Word of God.
Word's going to do. Yes, Peter. Listen to the word of the Lord. And let this be your God from this day forth. Keep the heart pure.
Yes.
Your flesh is going to go down. There's no good thing in it, so I'm not talking to you. Keep your soul absolutely in the charge of God. Because one day I will explain to you the spirit that you have always was with God. It didn't have a name until you came out of your mother's womb. And the spirit of God went in your nostrils and made you a living soul.
Living soul.
That soul then woke up. That soul is new. The spirit that made it a soul is not new. It's from everlasting to everlasting. But now the soul has a duty.
Yes.
Because the Lord is calling all souls to come to him.
Yes.
Not flesh.
Soul to
souls.
Soul to say.
Now they look under the, who is all of these? They can see the soul.
Yes.
And then we here, we can see souls. We don't see flesh in God. So when that spirit comes out of you, it goes back to God who gave it.
Yes.
And it gives a record. Reconciliation gospel.
Yeah.
I say, Lord, I'm not going to wait till the end of the day.
That's right.
I know the man of God said, I'm going to, when it happens,
right
fix it.
There.
Because when I lay down, I'm going to wait till the end.
Lay down in peace with
God. If I lay down, I'm saying, Lord,
yes, Lord.
Forgive.
Yes.
And what do you think he's going to do?
Forgive.
Say, no, I don't like you.
He's faithful.
I don't like you.
Yeah. Amen.
While they promise them liberty.
While they're promising them liberty. They themselves
are the servants of corruption.
Tell me what the liberty the Lord tell me. And he's telling these people I'm crooked. You don't know me. Yes.
For of whom a man is overcome.
For whom a man is overcome.
Of the same is he bought in bondage. For if after they have escaped the pollution of the world.
After you have come out.
Through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
God is.
They are again entangled
therein.
And overcome.
And
the latter end is worse with them than the beginning.
you know that's not something you want to partake of. The God.
We have also.
We now have also.
A more sure word of prophecy.
When the things try to entangle your feet, you've got to find something that's written in the Word of God that's going to propel you forward. You have now a true word of prophecy on your life.
Whereto ye do well.
You do well.
That ye take heed.
Listen to me. Let me come into your heart and fix it. Let me take out that thing that will destroy you. Because you can't go to God and be in the presence of God with it. So the Lord that puts you between heaven and earth, where you want to go. You want to go up, and that mess has to come out.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit say, help them, Lord.
Amen.
Here's the Lord saying to
my
Lord,
you
must help.
Yes, Lord.
I can't do this on
my own.
There's no power in this earth that's going to be able to help me. Yes.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well, that you take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place.
That light is in flesh. And it's dark.
In a dark place.
It's a dark place, but there's nothing good in it.
No. Until the day dawn.
But the day, the morning star is coming.
Yes.
Till the day dawn.
When the day dawns.
Revelation 22.
You'll come, you're going to see, you're going to be able to see it. The sun is coming. And you're going to get saved. The Lord was true. You're going to see it coming. When the day didn't dawn.
Until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
When it arrives, the light is going to shine so bright. And it's going to have a voice with it. See, don't get Geno Jennings. My brother sent to me this TikTok. And I guess Kenny thinks I'm interested. I'm not. And I know he's watching in Orlando, but I'm not interested in what Geno says or do. But I was interested in that. See, this TikTok. He was given a vision. He said that he was 15 years old. The Lord came to him, and this light shines so bright. 15, first of all, you're too young. The Lord would call you to the ministry at 15. All this stuff y'all see, little kids on TikTok and Facebook preaching. I guarantee if they put their preacher on, that little boy is emulating him.
Exactly.
That's what that little boy. One of them had a little handkerchief. But you know when he left out of this vision, this all his life? No voice. He didn't say nothing. Now see, my light came, there was a voice.
Amen.
But the brother who saw the light didn't hear the voice. And he opened the door and said, "Are you all right?" It was open then. The light was.
And this voice.
Now I'm just sitting there waiting.
And this voice which came from heaven, we heard.
From heaven,
we heard.
We heard, Lord. But please, you all know better. I'm not talking to y'all, I'm talking to these people. It's hard for me to talk to them, so give them a minute. They don't know better. They know what the scripture says. But they just, Bishop Sheldon. He's been dead for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
What about Saul? He dead too. Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Remember y'all wanted him?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord gave it to him. And then y'all got it. Y'all didn't want it.
Uh-huh. Amen.
If you all look at the revolving door of Geno Jennings, people go in and people come out. Some come in and they get in and say,
"What?"
Get that voice from. It's the greatest form of flattery. Emulation is a sin.
Sin.
He didn't know that until I told him. He said he was a eunuch.
That's it.
He got children. How many of you have? You don't have any children.
This is the point.
He just spewing out stuff. He just said, people are there. Look, folk, y'all, the church ain't got to do it. But he's emulating the church. Because the devil got to get people who's trying to get in.
Amen.
When Moses was on the mountain and God was writing with his finger, and people told Aaron, said, Aaron, build us something, something that we can say bought us out.
Yes.
Now the thing that brought you out was God.
Yes.
And Aaron said, what y'all want me to do? He said, well, build it for us. He said, we're one, I ain't got nothing. He said, we'll give it to you. Mm-hmm. What you gonna give me? Anchor jewels. That's the best thing I can ever give you. That won't give you up when you ain't got none. Anchor jewels came on, the arm jewels, the earrings, the nose jewels. The scripture said all that stuff came on, and they got powers. You know where they got it from? They stole it from the Egyptians. The church didn't have it. You think about it. The church didn't have this stuff.
Amen.
But the Lord said, borrow it. You're not going to see them again. So go ahead and borrow it from them. See, borrow it. I don't know how they borrow. Say, we don't believe it, but do you mind if I have some of your earrings? Do you mind if I have some of your angel wings, and your nose jewels, and the master said,
oh, help yourself.
And Aaron collected it all, melted it all down, and molded to a golden calf. How did Aaron get it? The people did it. You think Geo-Genesis could have did what he did without him? You think all these folks, Cleflo and all these other fellas could have did what they did without people?
No, sir.
No. The people love it so, man, the scripture says.
Yeah.
I have revelation, huh? And the morning star.
And he that overcometh.
For all of them that love his appearance.
Yeah.
They're going to be waiting for that star.
Yeah.
It's called the sun.
Yeah.
Nothing else is brighter than the star of the sun. And you're going to be so thankful.
Yeah. Amen.
That you persevere over all your trials,
yeah,
all your temptations,
yeah,
and all the things of the life can get you to turn.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he that overcometh, he keepeth my works.
Keep my works.
Unto the end.
To the end.
To him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers. Even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star.
The word of the Lord comes and purifies and burn up everything that is not like him. So that when we appear, we're pure.
Yes, Lord.
You go tell my 6-year-olds and 7-year-olds, I want to be baptized, and no, you're too young. No, they say, I want to be baptized for the remission of my sins. Wait till you're 13.
Mm-mm.
That's a Jewish one. Catholics don't care. Bring the baby.
They ain't going to baptize.
There's people on the baby.
It's spring.
It's come with the age of accountability.
Amen.
The baptism then puts you in the church. It's not one church. The baptism puts you in the burial in the ground with Christ.
Buried with him.
You take on his death.
Amen.
But we ain't gonna leave you there to die. Suck up a lot more. The power of a person and pulls you up. And as that water comes over you and cleanse, you hear something.
Shall.
Shall.
See.
The baptism takes away the sin. The promise then gives you moving forward. God will give you the morning star.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Prophecy.
Yes.
He has given you
the morning star.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.